Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May, and it's 7 a.m. here on the East Coast in New York. Hope everyone's having a great week so far. It's Wednesday, obviously, just starting the day over here. But my guest on this extended series that we've been doing with her and the company EJB Events, for her, the day is already halfway done. So we'd like to welcome back to the show Miss Emma Jane Brown. Emma, how you doing?
I'm very good. Hello, everybody in New York.
Welcome back to the show. So, Emma, I mean, we've been discussing the, you know, your primary area and focus of work, which is EJB Events, a very cool company doing some unique things. Bring I should say, unique experience to people's lives and really, you know, making something that hopefully they can remember for a lifetime. So, you know, and that's just one aspect of what you do, because there's a ton of things that you do. Obviously, we've discussed your charity work, which is, you know, again, I always wonder how you have enough time in the day to do anything. But if you like, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about EJB Events, just to catch them up with what it is that you do.
Okay, EJB Events is a lifestyle concierge company. It specializes in deliciously different experiences that do exceed your expectations. So we do once-in-a-lifetime experiences, which include best seats in the house to an event, an invite to champagne reception, a chance to meet the stars and the A-listers themselves. And if you're very, very lucky, which a very few of my clients are, you get the rare opportunity to join the stars on a private plane as they travel to, you know, actually to the performance. So they are unforgettable trips and exclusive hotels, destinations. We get invites to international fashion shows and excursions to really the most prestigious events on the sporting calendar.
Now, how do you pull this off? How are you able to get these events and get people that aren't necessarily in, you know, in the scene there? How do you do that? How do you arrange for all that to go on?
Well, when we're dealing with sort of like the Hollywood A-listers, then the promoter I work with very closely will make contact overseas to them, and we'll, you know, give an array of dates. If they're coming over for a red carpet, you know, for their premiere at Leicester Square in London, that's easier because obviously they're coming over to London. And then we sort of put a proposal together and put things in the contract, and they tell us what they want, and we sort of in the end come to an agreement, obviously. And then the venue is organised, tickets are then obviously distributed, and then, you know, the amazing time is that especially clients of mine will get sort of to the event earlier than the main public. They'll be taken up to a lovely historic room where they'll be, you know, sort of seeing ex people on the walls and in pictures and a lot of information about other people that have been a guest or been somebody in the London Palladium, which is one of the most famous theatres in the West End in London. And they'll have champagne. They'll have wonderful canapés that's always made by a celebrity chef, which is also another twist of something different. And then, as I say, they'll get the best seats in the house. They will then finish watching the, you know, the great show, 90 minutes of where their A-lister is on stage and talks, you know, about sort of his life and whether he's retired or he's just about to make a film or whatever. It's very, very up close and personal. It's, you know, an exclusive event. And then they will have a photograph with whoever it is, and then afterwards they will come into the room, into a private room, and actually meet 15 to 20 clients of mine, you know, and experience even more because they're actually, you know, they've got them to themselves away from everybody else. On, again, a lifetime experience, you know, that is so rare and unforgettable.
And I have to ask, because when if I were ever to attend something like this, I almost feel like, yeah. And I've had celebrity run-ins, and I do think that I appreciate a person's privacy, and if I were to see them, I wouldn't over inundate them with you know, weird questions or anything like that. Just try to treat them on a human level and try to have a normal conversation. Do you ever run into that, though, where you see that, you know, one of your clients, you know, is kind of overstepping the boundary there, the personal boundary?
No. We make sure before, you know, they have a conversation with me, and I'm very sort of, you know, down to the point of this and this is how it is, and I make it very clear to them, you know, yes, they've bought an amazing experience package from EJB Events, but, you know, if they blow it when they're in there, then that disrupts everything, and the A-lister will leave immediately, and then that's also not just them that's causing an issue, but the other clients are unhappy,
and
you know, it's upset their evening as well. So that is something, is a risk to a degree, not by danger or anything like that, but it is a risk that if one person does act like that, then the rest of them will, you know, miss out. But that's why I make it very clear when these people are, you know, as clients, and I explain how it is, so they know sort of a feeling about what you get and how it was the last show and everything else.
Sure.
And they're just so overwhelmed and sort of, you know, they would have seen them in a film, they would have seen them on the telly, but to actually be in a room, you know, with them, is a wow factor. So they appreciate that. They know that not everybody's entitled to go in that room. Our numbers are very limited and precise because we can control that, and it's more personal again for the client. So they're explained before, and I give them another brief during, before obviously the A-lister comes upstairs. And I think the way I explain and, you know, tell how it is very clear to them. And as I say, it's not, you know, a problem then when they say to me, well, whoever's been has made this mistake and we didn't see this. I say, well, you know, I'm sorry, but that can happen. It's out of my control. Your behavior
of
how you are is down to you as the individual. I've given you this unusual, you know, evening, and one of you has messed it up, so, you know. I'm not happy about it, and nor
are
the others.
It sounds like though that you prep people very well for it, and I'm sure if it ever has even remotely come close to happening, I'm sure that you're professional enough to kind of squash it before it.
Well, I have
to
be, because my trust and, you know, my company of how I run it has to be like that, because otherwise these, you know, incredible people that, as you say, give their time and, you know, don't know these people, they're strangers to them, respect what I do, and I respect who they are as well. So, you know, that again takes time and trust, and I don't want to lose that, because that's been a, you know, a tough one to get from day one, and I think that's what makes me more exclusive than a lot of other companies, because I do build that trust up with them.
Yeah. And now, aside from large events like that where you would bring an A-lister to, I know you do stuff with you know, various islands and you know, trips of that nature. Do you get most requests for getaways like that, or do you get more requests, you think, for these you know, high profile events?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of half and half, really. A lot of families want to have some peace and quiet at the weekends, especially a lot that are in the cities. So if they're in London or they're in Manchester, you know, it's a full-on busy atmosphere. It's, you know, it's chaos, there's traffic, there's people flying around everywhere, and, you know, it's continual stress and fast living. So they do like the exclusivity, they do like to get away, they love to go to the countryside, and they just want to have some space, you know, some nice, clean, fresh country air, and enjoy precious moments with their family, which, you know, when you're hustled and bustled and everybody's rushing and everybody's got to do this and get there, time rushes by for all of us, and we do look back and think, gosh, I didn't actually do this or do that, but I didn't have the time. So weekends are precious, as we know, unless you're like me, when I do have to work weekends. But weekends are very precious to everybody, aren't they? And also family is as well. So, yeah, we get, as I say, people that want to have those short breaks and go somewhere different. Some couples want to go to an unusual spa where we have a wonderful one about 80 minutes from London, where it's treehouse. So it's a wonderful atmosphere. You know, you're living in this beautiful treehouse in the forest. It's very, very spectacular inside, and it's like a little hidden gem and a haven, and you can actually stay in there from the whole time you arrive, where you can have your spa treatments actually in the treehouse, and you can have all your food personally delivered by the butler. So you don't even have to leave the treehouse. You can just, you know, stay in your dressing gown and just survey the view. And so that really is a wonderful getaway, because, you know, women don't have to worry about makeup or anything. They just go in the treehouse and they just chill. And, you know, that's very rewarding for, I think, business guys and parents and mothers, you know, that do have children and have to rush around. So that's very popular. So, yeah, we do, you know, as you can see on the website, we do different packages to suit different people. But we try to obviously, do very different ones so that people can see we've got an edge on, you know, different things we can offer them and experiences that, as I say, exceed your expectations.
And it certainly looks like, I mean, if I were in the area, I would certainly love to embark on some of these, because it is very cool. And like you said, it's more of an escape, obviously. It's a weekend getaway. It's just trying to just kind of escape the work week that you have ahead of you, the one that you had just had behind you, and you don't want to think about too much. And it sounds like you have a pretty firm grasp on that.
It's recharging your batteries, really.
Absolutely, yeah. So for everyone that might be just joining us, the website is ejbevents.co.uk, and the company is EJB Events, and I'm with Emma Jane Brown. Emma, I know that, you know, like I always joke around with you, I don't know how you have time today to do anything, but you run this successful company. You obviously still do work with your you know, your previous experience, which was show jumping, and I know that you no longer compete, but you are very active, obviously, in the industry itself, in the field, working with parajumpers. I know you have an event coming up shortly.
Yes, we do. We have very exciting for me and also for the 20 para riders. So we have an equestrian centre that I have known the owners 25 years. It's never been done before, so we've put on a clinic. They take their horses, they arrive on the Friday, they have free accommodation, they have free stabling for their horses, and they actually have free food. So again, it's all organized by me, and it's going to be a wonderful weekend because they're going to get incredible experience of training their horses and learning new things. And they've got three trainers really all there, where normally you'd only get one trainer if you went to a clinic or a riding school. So they're very lucky in that way. But it's just, as I said before, you know, getting the word out about these people with disabilities, and their dream is to ride. And they're so excited because for once they've actually got some force and some attention to them. You know, and that makes them feel really big and wonderful in themselves, in their pride.
Sure.
That people are just taking time out. I mean, I'm going to be there all weekend, so, you know, it's the weekend gone for me. But for that way of me looking, you know, I will feel incredibly proud to be with them. And I feel very happy that, you know, the Equestrian Centre is participating and helping. You know, so it's a whole team of all of us, really, which is, you know, very commendable for them as well to be interested. So it's really exciting. We're going to be taking pictures and filming, and And also to get some of them who normally would probably only ride at the horse show maybe once or twice in the year, to get them actually to come and stay and, you know, all have fun at night, and we'll have chats and, you know, games, and it will just be, a memorable time for them. So
right.
it's very important to do that.
Very cool. And now, what is this this Privilege Club? Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, the Privilege Club is it's a free club. It's open to everybody. It's very easy. You just go on the website and you'll see all about what it says, and then you just fill the details in. It's easy. It's your name and your email. 2 seconds to fill it in, but.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it sort of gives you a privileged access to a calendar containing, you know, unique red carpet events, film premieres, fashion shows.
Very cool.
Luxury brand events, awards, ceremonies, gala dinners. And with your exclusive ticket allocation to some of the hottest events, you know, around, and we can provide the chance to gain access, obviously, to the functions that not otherwise available to the public, or often not sold, you know, well out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of gives you privileged discounts as well, offering special rates on VIP events and holidays and travel. So it's, you know, it's a cool thing to join. And as I say, you don't have to stay a member. You're not, you know, stuck in a membership that a lot of companies do.
Right.
It's literally a privilege for you to join, and you know, you can get great personal concierge service from it, from all our team, and it's just a quick email, as I say. Fill it in and you become a member.
That's pretty cool, yeah. I mean, and that sounds like a smart idea too, just to kind of give everyone full awareness of the things that you have going on.
Yeah. We just want them to, you know, quickly do the form and then allow us to take the care, you know, of the rest of it.
Right. Very nice. Now, is that something that possibly, did you mention any sort of discount that they would get by being in that club?
They'll just get, yeah, there's certain discounts when you see it. But the main thing is that obviously once you join, you will see different stuff coming through. And as I say, it will come through a lot sooner than you'll normally see.
Nice.
And then
yeah.
You'll get your discount, you know, of when you join. And we'll give different things. And we do a competition in part of the year as well, where you can actually win, you know, to come to one of my events as well. So
right.
It's just really keeping people, you know, to know what we do, and also to have some benefit from being in the Privilege Club.
That's a very good idea. That's a, you know, it sounds like, you know, again, it's something that sets you apart. I think that's what you have to do in any business that you have, and it seems like you have a pretty firm grasp on doing that. So that's a good step in your direction then.
Yeah, well, you know, we want to keep clients happy, you know,
right.
And we want to get more new clients, and, you know, sometimes giving something is a great asset, isn't it? Because not everything is always, you know, given to you for a privileged rate. You normally have to do this and pay for that, and that's,
right.
I think that's, you know, one of the reasons how I said next weekend that these riders are actually getting free stabling, free food, free accommodation. I mean, it's a wow factor. It's never been done before. So, you know, that already sits in a very nice statement to the horse world, that this is what you can do for some of these people with disabilities that need help and support.
Right. So, actually, the next thing I wanted to discuss with you was the Moonlit Walk for Charity. And again, you do so many different charitable events. I want to make sure that I know, you know, everything about this, because again, I just don't know. You know, for me, it's truly honorable the way that you do spread your time out, the way that you do. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this Walk for Charity?
Yeah, that's going to be happening in June. I think it's June 4th. Because I obviously live in Shakespeare's town, Stratford-upon-Avon, which is a famous, obviously, place where William Shakespeare's house is, and a lot of tourists come up to see the house and stay, you know, in the town. So it's actually going to be the 400th birthday of William Shakespeare, and also the hotel that we're dealing with, which is a beautiful hotel I use for clients to come and stay, is called the Welcome Hotel. It's a beautiful hotel, spa and golf, and it's going to be their 150th year since, obviously, it was built. So we've sort of got together. We're also going to be dealing with a hospice, Shakespeare Hospice, in Stratford-upon-Avon as the charity. So we're aiming to, you know, raise awareness more for the hospice, but also raise money. And so we will do a 10K walk and also a 5K walk. But what we'll be doing is we'll be leaving this incredible hotel, huge drive all the way down to the main road, and we'll all have, you know, little glow sticks and everything glowing. It's going to be like 10 o'clock at night, and then we're going to do the walk through Shakespeare's, where Shakespeare's house is, where a very famous theatre is, the Royal Shakespeare Theatre, and do all the walks, but have all the local companies, you know, helping as well. So it's not going to just be for the charity and obviously for Shakespeare. It's going to be a community, you know, gathering of the town and the shops and the people who, you know, keep Stratford-upon-Avon going. So it's going to be a very, very big evening, and I'm going to bring some celebrities up from London who are going to come and see, you know, how great it is up here, and also hopefully get them to do some walking. so that's, you know, every year I do a charity something. You know, I climbed Kilimanjaro for Brain Tumor UK. I did the skydive, you know, to raise money for the first blind show jumper in Great Britain so she could get her dream horse. I'm always doing stuff for charity. It for me, it's a massive reward to do that, and also it makes me feel that I'm competing again, because obviously since my sort of ending my career, due to my allergy to horses, I miss the competitive side. So of course, yeah, business is competitive, of course it is, to keep it going and everything else, but there's nothing like a challenge that is really an incentive, and again, so rewarding to do something for a charity. So I love it. Every year I want to do something not only for the charity but for me. So I'll be doing the 10K walk, obviously. And, it's very exciting. We're just putting things together now. I've got another meeting after I finish on the radio with you today. So I'll be going there and sorting out. And we'll then be doing a lot of, you know, publicity and getting the word out. So
very nice. Very exciting. Seems like you do a very good job getting the word out. So that's that's another big help for you, I'm sure. And again, if for the events themselves, I mean, whether it's charity or whether it's the work that you do, it's great to hear. Now, I know you have several other events that we'd like to try to discuss today, and if not, we can always touch upon them for next week's show. But what is the Carlo Ancelotti event?
Yeah, that's just about to be really sort of social media and put out there now. It's going to be an audience, 90 minutes, in a lovely hotel in London, the Lancaster Hotel. Carlo Ancelotti is obviously a very famous footballer and a manager for Real Madrid. And we've never done an audience with a sports person. We've obviously done Hollywood A-listers or singers or whatever. So this is really exciting for us involved. And it's lovely to meet another legend from another industry, which is obviously the sport industry. And it's great to learn and understand how his career started, how he sort of, you know, ended his career, how he carried on in his life of achieving what he did and being a manager and the ups and downs. And I think, again, these evenings are a very, very inspirational evening for everybody that attends, because there is a piece of what you listen to, you will accept that that's something to do with you in your life as well, or has been or could be. And especially for sports people, it's good to understand that, you know, even young footballers or whoever, which we hope, you know, are going to attend, it's a great learning curve for them to understand that, you know, when your career does end, and as we know in the football industry, it does end in your 30s or whatever, or maybe sooner due to an injury, you know, how you're going to plan and what you're going to do and try and make something in your mind ahead of time. Because when you're a sports person, especially as I know as an example, when you have done that continually from start and it's your life, it's your career, it's the only thing you really know about, because you have to be passionate and train and excessively focus on that. When the day comes that that's the end of your career, you're sort of lost in a sort of bubble of, gosh, what do I do? I'm not sure about this. And it's a big wide world out there. It's similar, yes, for people changing jobs, obviously. If they go from one job of looking after animals and all of a sudden go to, I don't know, working in an office, of course it's very different. But when you only know one thing, and that's been your whole career time, it's a big step. So I think it's always good for younger generations and people who are getting in the sport or understanding it to go as well, because it's an incentive to come away with such incredible information and knowledge. And also, as we know, as we get older, you can never stop learning. And, you know, we're always learning, all of us, whatever age we are and, you know, get to. So it's going to be a great event. And as I say, we're going to get some good famous footballers coming as well, which will be lovely to see. So the night will not only just, well, it will completely be focused on Carlo Ancelotti himself, because he's taken the time to come and do it. But also the room of people will be getting a selection of other things in the night as well that, you know, again, you wouldn't normally get. So it's very exciting, and, you know, we've got our heads down and pens on the boards, ready to organise and get everything done. And, you know, I mean, that's going to be April. And, you know, you think, gosh, it's January, but that comes so quickly. It's literally, I mean, we're nearly at the end of January now, aren't we? So
yeah, we certainly are, yeah.
Before you know it, it's going to be here. So, of course, a lot of organisation and everybody, you know, working flat out to make sure it's a great success.
Well, there's another event that I could see many people wanting to line up for. That's a really cool idea. And obviously with football being as popular as it is over by you and in Europe, you know, that's really cool. We're unfortunately running out of time for today's show, Emma, but I am glad to say that we do have you coming back on next week.
Yeah.
So I just want everyone to check out EJB Events, and that's ejb.co.uk. And Emma, real quick, if you have any other best ways of contacting you, please let everyone know.
Yeah. You can also contact me on Twitter, which is at Dame, D-A-M-E, Emma Jane, all one word, at Dame Emma Jane. And, of course, any questions, you know, can go on the website and you can send emails. And there's also a phone number. People are ready to answer any issues or anything you would like to know. And, yeah, please join the Privilege Club as well, because you never know, you know, what you would like to go and see. Or even if you've come to London, you know, there's some wonderful things out there that we can do for you. And, again, it's, you know, great access to a packed calendar of exclusive invitations, pre-sale tickets, hottest events in town, and special rates on VIP events and holidays and travel. So, yeah, come and be privileged.
Well, there you go. Emma, thank you so much for coming on. And, guys, please check out ejbevents.com. Emma, we'll see you again next week, all right?
All right, thank you. And I wish everybody in New York a wonderful day.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.